Friends, are we ready to declare the Word of God together? Because we want to declare it, because the Word of God is powerful. Can I invite us to stand together? And we'll be reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. And at the count of three, we will declare the Word of God together. But before that, we want to hold up our Bible and say that it is the Lord's Word that will last forever. Are you ready, church? Let's hold up your Bible, whatever form it is, whether it's a book or in a tablet. Let's declare the Word of God aloud together. Let's do this, okay? Are you ready? Let me go through it, and then you repeat together after me. Huh? This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It informs my mind. It inspires my heart, and it instructs my behavior. So help me, God. Are you ready? At a count of three. One, two, and a three. It is the Word of God. It informs my mind, it inspires my heart, and instructs my behavior. So help me, God. Lord, we look to you, God, and indeed let the declaration of your word be powerful and move us, God, indeed, to action, Lord, to the delight and greatness of your name. Amen. Amen. Are you ready, church? Let's read the Word of God aloud together at a count of three. One, two, three. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were also amazed that they asked each other, "What is this, a new teaching? And with authority he even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Lord, may you bless the reading of your word. And through this, God, Lord, you grant us understanding and, Lord, respond to your word so that your people will truly bring delight, Lord, to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, before you're seated, go up to three other persons. This is what I like you to do. You look different today. Okay? Blessings to all of us who are celebrating the Lunar New Year, okay? I'd like to greet you with this. 新年快乐,万事如意. If you are Teochew Nang or Fu Chao, I don't know whether this will ring with you, okay? Teochew, huh? Okay, yeah. 心理主义, wow, 万事如意, okay, God bless you, God bless you. Really, some of you really look good in red. When I look at you, wow, you are dressed really for the occasion, okay? What I'd like you to do, you say to your neighbor one more time, because you look so good, yeah? Turn to your neighbor and say, "Wow, you look good in red." And I overheard some of you said, as you took the bulletin, "Wow, the bulletin looks so good in red or in pink, likewise." And you are going to use some of this for your home decoration. Go ahead and do it. Okay, there are a few more outside there. Okay, grab hold of it. Just now, whenever the Lunar New Year song was just brought up, you know, it want to bring my feet to dance, and it want, you know, it makes me want to sing. Do you want to sing now? Okay, look at it, okay? Right. You know, in two days' time, the month of January will be over. And it was just like yesterday that we ushered in 2017. And you know what? In a month's time, January, in 2 days' time, it will be over. So where has all the time flown to in that sense? I'm ever conscious in redeeming the precious time that the Lord has bestowed or has given upon us to make full good use of it. And I like Apostle Paul's reminder. And he says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. So as I began the year, I asked the Lord for one word that will be fuel, that will be energy, that will sustain me, that will keep me going, that will result in joy. So when I started the Bible reading plan, this is called the BRP here, beginning with the book of Mark, the word amazed caught my attention. And it jumped out at me, and it made my heart leap, and it struck me like a light bulb being switched on. And friends, you can get a copy from the info counter or you can download it from our website, okay, dumc.com. And the word amazement is defined as a strong feeling of astonishment or wonder. Even with King Solomon, I believe the wisest man that ever lived, certain things in life amazes him. And this is what he said and he recorded. He said, there are three things that are too amazing for me, four that I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, and the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a woman. An eagle, it flies swiftest and soars its highest, yet there is no outward sign of ever known of an eagle that traverses that same path. So that's amazing. And a snake with ease, both, you know, can slither on hard ground and soft as well. And it can wrap itself around branches. What amazing flexibility. And a ship, when it's caught in a storm at the peak of the wave, yet do not topple, or in the trough or the valley of the water, it did not sink under. And I like this. King Solomon said, he does not understand this. A man, the way of a man with a maiden or a young woman. You know, a man when is in love, going to great length to woo a woman. He says that I do not understand. The man say, I can climb the highest mountain. I can traverse the deepest valley. I can swim through the widest ocean. But when calling up the girlfriend or the young woman when it rains outside, sorry, dear, I cannot come tonight to see you. King Solomon said, you know, a man's way towards a young woman, I do not understand. And you know, the young woman one day will get married. Just like King Solomon, even with 700 wives and 300 concubines, Solomon still scratches his head to understand women. He says, the fourth thing I do not understand, you know, is the way of a man with a young woman. What more with just one wife in days to come, yeah? And I concluded, till the day that we pass on, men, husbands, we will yet find the solution to understand our wives. And as we look to Jesus this morning, he amazes us far more than all these four things that were described. Wow, there's a Chinese New Year song to say, I affirm, okay? The amazement of Jesus. You may have certain unresolved matter. Maybe you have a health concern or burden with office issues. But I believe when you encounter, when you find Jesus, just like the psalmist who seek him for help, this psalmist look up to the hills around him. He says, as I lift up my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. I believe that you will never find an occasion to be disappointed in Jesus when you lift up your eyes to the hills. Because while lifting up your eyes to the hills, this is where you realize that God is the maker of the heaven and the earth, and He is our help, the greatest helper. So let's find out together how Jesus amazed those around them. And this morning, the big idea is be amazed by Jesus as you step out in obedience. And in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 22, the disciples and Jesus, they went to Capernaum. And Capernaum means village of comfort. He's going to the village of comfort to bring comfort because He is the great comforter. Let's read the Word of God aloud together. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at His teaching because He taught them as one who had authority, not as teachers of the law. No one had ever spoken like Jesus spoke. There was something different about it. The teaching of Jesus provoked amazement by those who heard it. And this amazement is at least in three different ways. And the first way is that the content of Jesus' teachings strikes us as utterly amazing. And there was no shortage of religious teachers in Israel. There were lots of rabbis as well as Pharisees and Sadducees. And He stood above all of them. And the crowds were amazed at His teachings. He simply didn't teach like the teachers of the law. He thought as one who had authority. Who had ever said something like this? He who humbles himself will be exalted, and he who exalts himself will be humbled. And who had ever said to people that anyone who looks lustfully at a woman has already committed adultery in his heart? And one of the classic examples that absolutely amazed the Pharisees and the Herodians who was trying to entrap Him was His retort or His reply to them in Mark 12, verses 14 to 17. And let me read this to you. They came to Him, they came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men, but you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me?" He asked. "Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." They brought the coin and He asked them, "Whose portrait is this and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's." And they were amazed at Him. So we see here, within a split of the moment, Jesus' answer astounded them. The entrappers were left speechless. And this kind of wisdom could only have come from above, from divine revelation. No one ever taught in quite this same way. And the content of Jesus' teaching immediately strikes us as not of human origin. And those who heard Jesus teach found that the content of what He spoke was amazing to them. Jesus said, "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." And those who heard this, they were amazed. Last weekend, we heard of a heartfelt testimony of a cell group's love towards Warren, who succumbed in his fight with the cancer of the rectum. And I would like you to hear the postlude to this powerful story of the love and care of a cell leader and his cell group. I'd like to invite Woon Ming now to share how he stepped out in obedience to Jesus' teaching and the reminder of the Word of God. Come. And this is in Matthew. Remember? He says, then the righteous will answer Jesus, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? This is the reply of the king. This is the reply of Jesus. I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. Okay. Come, Woon Ming. Let's put a hand together, huh? Thank you.
Good morning and blessed New Year. My name is Woon Ming, and I'm the cell leader of Taman Bukit Desa cell group. We are in KL Zone under Pastor Allen. Last week, Pastor Chris' sermon was doing life together in the context of a cell group. Pastor Chris mentioned a little about Warren's story. I would like to share how our CG came together during this difficult period for Warren, for the wife, Adeline, and they have a 5-year-old son as well. Warren had cancer for about 3 years. He passed on last December, 26th of December last year. But he joined our CG in January 2015. So he was in our CG for about 2 years. Okay, I am very, very amazed at how God's power was demonstrated in our CG during this time, how the CG members serve one another. In Warren's suffering, I want to thank God for granting me the opportunity to serve him, to be so-called a spiritual father to him. In his final months, I had the privilege and honor to spend quite a bit of time with him. At times, he needed someone just to talk to him so that he can be distracted away from the pain he was suffering. I was very glad I was there for him during this time. He told his wife that I was like a big brother to him. In the end, he called me a father. You know, Warren called me a father to him. We just want to thank God for that. During the final stages, Warren needed a full-time nurse to care for him. We thank God for a cell member who provided and hired a private nurse for him. We thank God for that. Also, the parents were from outstation, so they were extremely comforted when they learned that the CG showered much love, much care for him when they were absent from Warren. Okay. Together with my wife, CG members also prepared soup and meals for him. The highlight was when we were able to organize a Christmas party. I'm not going to go into the details, but they have a Christmas party at the hospital. Due to change of events, we wanted to hold it initially in his house, couldn't make it, then we have to hold it in the hospital. But the CG members came together very quickly. They organized the Christmas party. And by God's grace and the willingness of the CG members, and we were able to have it. As I was saying, Warren's mom and siblings, they were very more fluent in Mandarin. We thank God for a CG member who was able to translate, sing, and also share with them in Mandarin. She was actually watering the seed that Warren had already planted in the family member's life. Okay, another CG member was good at massage to relieve certain pain for Warren. And we always call him the angel who will appear at the right time just to help Warren. I would like to end by just appreciating our CG who really obey and step up to help. During the funeral, Warren's family, especially those from outstation, were really surprised that they did not have to do anything because the CG members had already done from A to Z. You know, And we have the privilege of being part of Warren's life during this difficult journey. Our CG is really a reflection of God's family at work. Okay, personally, how did I know that we have been part of Warren's life during this difficult journey? The Paul's word in 1 Corinthians 4:15 says, even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. So not one, but a few nurses came to me and asked if I were the young-looking father to Warren, okay? And the patient and caregivers around in the hospital were asking if we were the family of Warren. So I can go on and share a little more, but praise be to God. We thank God for using us during this period. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well done, woman. Yeah. I was especially touched with this phrase that the CG is a reflection of God's love, you know, to Warren and his family. What a powerful testimony. Do you know that Wun Ming, every day visited Warren when he was in the hospital? And you know, the cell group just came rallying about in whatever capacity that they came to ease, you know, the burden and the pain of the family. Wow, what a testimony of the love of a cell group. Amen. Let's give the Lord another applause, yeah? Thank you, Lord. All glory belongs to you. Thank you, Lord. You see, as we step out in obedience to the Lord's word, you will be amazed. Not only that, those others around will be amazed of God's love that is demonstrated in and through your lives. So, not only does the teaching of Jesus leaves us amazed, but the second way of our Lord stirring amazement is His power over evil. Everybody say together with me, Jesus' power. And as Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, this demonic spirit was distressed, shouted out and tried to become disruptive. And this is what the impure spirit shouted. He said, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus replied, be quiet, come out of him. And the impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. It is no surprise then to read further down in verses 27 to 28. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, what is this? A new teaching and with authority. And he even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him. You see again, the people were amazed. There is no long prayer. There is no SOL or School of Leadership Spiritual Warfare training to get you ready. But yet we encourage you, okay, to sign up for SOL 1, SOL 2, huh? There is simply the authoritative word of the Son of God who says, be quiet, come out of him. I counted only 6 words. Be quiet, come out of him. And we remember the time too, when Jesus got into the boat with his disciples, and without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. Jesus was having a good snooze. And the disciples went to him and woke him up. Lord, save us! We are going to drown. And he replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and said, what kind of a man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. His power over the winds and the storms stunned the disciples. And let us come back now to the deliverance of the men with an impure spirit. Jesus triumphed over evil just with the spoken word. And the impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. And we read further on. So the news spread wide and far. And literally the fame of Jesus were quite immediate. And I want to challenge you at this point that if you know Jesus, if you have experienced the heavenly quality of His teaching, if you have been rescued from the grip of evil in your own life by Jesus' power, it should be impossible for you and for me to keep this to ourselves. It should be the most natural thing for the knowledge of Jesus Christ to flow out from us. And this actually happens. And it actually happened at Jesus' time. And it's happening right now in our lives. Can you turn to your neighbor and say this? It's happening in your life. Can you do this? And as we read further in the Gospel of Mark, the third way of the Lord's exciting amazement is Jesus' effect. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority?" And He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey Him. And news about Him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Later in the chapter, in chapter 7, verses 31 to 37, it says here that Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee, teaching, proclaiming the gospel, healing the sick, and setting the oppressed free. Then He went up to a mountainside and sat down. This is where Jesus did the second greatest feeding of the 4,000. And we learn that this event happened in the region of Tyre and Sidon. And this is a Gentile area. And these people, primarily Gentile, had been listening to Jesus' teaching for 3 days. Let's listen to the Word of God. He says, great crowds came to Him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at His feet, and He healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Let's imagine this. Pagan Gentiles praising the good news of God, praising Jesus Himself, which is the God of the Jews, they were thinking, and seeing the amazing Jesus effect here. I'd like now to show the map of Israel, of Galilee. And this amazing news, the miraculous works of Jesus, it spread like wildfire within a short time frame, not only over the whole region of Galilee, but it went down south to Samaria and Judea, but all over, at the time, the Roman province of that occasion, which encompasses up to the modern-day Syria and also to the southeast of the modern-day Jordan. And this is a huge area. Large crowds followed Jesus from Galilee, the Decapolis, the 10 cities, which is part of Jordan, and in the east of the Jordan River, and Jerusalem, Judea, and the regions beyond Jordan. And I'd like you to look at the photo right now. I was standing on Mount Nebo, situated at the border of Jordan, trying to look toward the Sea of Galilee. And I tell you, it's quite a distance. Just imagine with me, Moses of old standing on Mount Nebo and looking into the Promised Land. And I Googled the distance from Mount Nebo to the Sea of Galilee. It's slightly over 100 kilometers. And this is confirmed with a plaque, you know, that a close-up look at the distance of Lake Tiberias or the Sea of Galilee. It's 106 kilometers away from Mount Nebo. If you have noticed the previous photo, the background of the previous photo, it's really remarkable and impressive that people walked for days through harsh terrains and undulating hills to hear and to touch Jesus. And they began to follow him, coming, seeking him, learning about a teaching that seemed to come from heaven, and about the one who seemed to know us better than we know of ourselves, and about the one that had power over evil. They came and the news spread, and it spread wide. We are amazed with Jesus' teachings. We are amazed with his power and thankful for Jesus' effect till now and even in our lives. I'd like to invite the worship team now. Just like the people in Jesus' time, Jesus had this calling, first for the 12, and this is Mark chapter 6, verse 6 to 13. And it says that then Jesus went around teaching from village to village, and this is what he did. He said, calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. They were his instructions, taking nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts, wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the town. If any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. And next we see the appointment of the 72. And this is in Luke 10, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. And after this, the Lord appointed the 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. And he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his field. And further down in verse 17, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. You see that first, Jesus called the 12. Now the 72 and sent them out two by two. And before he departed, he gave this commission to all of us. In Matthew, the Great Commission, remember this, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I've commanded you. And this is the promise of God, and surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age. Jesus has given us that authority, that boldness and courage. And he says that assurance that he will be with us, surely to the very end of the age. Not too long ago, I was at this ONS restaurant, and it was very crowded. Usually, that's my fishing place. And my wife and I, we went to a table. And as we sat down together with this Chinese-speaking couple, I look at his dish, and he says, wow, that looks like a good food. And he looked at me and smiled, yes, it's quite good. And I said, hi, what's your name? Oh, Fu. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Fu, yeah. Oh, we are Tan, you know. I'm Mr. and Mrs. Tan. I said, wow, you come here often, right, to eat, huh? We too, yeah. So, how long have you all been married? Oh, we have been married about 3 years now. Do you have children? Oh, no, we don't have children. You know what? Out of a sudden, in broken Cantonese, I don't know what took over me, but I believe it was the Spirit of God. And I say this, 孩子是所有的名字, 我祈祷给你儿女, I think they were stunned. Who is this joker, in a sense? But you know what? The response was quite amazing for me. And we started to talk. They started to open up. And as we were eating, you know, there were stains at the side of our mouth. You know, Mrs. Fu saw that, and he has got a packet of facial tissue on his table. He said, "Can I offer you the packet of tissue?" Wow, never in my life before, you know. And Mr. and Mrs. Fu offered, you know, the packet of tissue. And we say, "Thank you, thank you." Though I tried, you know, to share the gospel, but you know, very broken. But never mind, we planted the seed. You know what? One day when we go back, in 1 year's time, Mr. and Mrs. Fu will try to look for Mr. and Mrs. Tan and say, "I want to see that couple that said something that I will have a child. Yes, I will present to you my child now." Do we believe this God? Step out, people. Step out. So I want us to be reminded with this, yeah? Be amazed by Jesus as you step out in obedience. And I love this quote by Oswald Chambers. He said, "You will never cease to be the most amazed person on earth at what God has done for you on the inside. God has amazingly changed you. We can't keep the greatest news of God. Your story is powerful. Your story will be life-changing." So this time, at this Lunar New Year, be a different whenever you have meals together, whenever you serve your loved ones. Boldly proclaim the Word of God so that they will see the light of eternity. Amen. Now this call is for those, I see many friends as I was shaking hands that I did not recognize you. You may not know Jesus, or you may have strayed, or you may have backslidden. And you'd like to rededicate your lives back to the Lord again. This is a call for you this morning. And this great love of God is awaiting you, for you to return to Him and to say, "Lord, help me to walk this one life with such authority, with such boldness, so that when people see the transformation in me, it is because of you. And I want others to see Jesus in me." And just 3 simple steps to say to Jesus, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the things that I've done wrong. Please accept my apology, which is I'm seeking your forgiveness for these things that I've pained you." The next step is say, "Thank you. Thank you for loving me, for dying on the cross for me, because I cannot pay for my own sin. And Jesus, you have paid for me. And because you have paid that for me, I know that you are King, you are Savior." And then you invite Him, "Please, Lord, I invite you into my life as my Lord, as my Master and Savior." So I'd like to say this for the first time. I'd like to rededicate your lives to say, "God, I want to live this life with such power that comes from you." With heads bowed, at a count of 3, I'd like you to put up your hand. Put it high and put it down again, okay? Are you ready? Are you ready, friends? At a count of 3, you'd like to receive Jesus or rededicate your lives to the Lord, just put up your hand and put it down quickly again. At a count of 3. 1, 2, and 3. Thank you, Lord. Anyone of you here, put up your hands up, right hand up quickly and put it down again. What about those in the gallery? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, I see. Bless you. Later, when we have time of ministry, we just want to bless you and just want to help you along this journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, can I invite us to just say this prayer, you know, to rededicate our lives to the Lord and to say, "Jesus, you are my Lord, you are my Savior," as an encouragement to our friends that are doing this for the first time. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. That I've lived my own life, where I have hurt you
and pained you.
Please accept my apology.
Please accept my apology.
And thank you, God, for forgiving me.
And thank you, God, for forgiving me.
I want to thank you.
I want to thank you
for your love. That is so great. That you died for me on the cross. And that you were buried. And that you rose again on the third day. And that you conquered death. And you are king. I invite you to please come into my life as my Lord and as my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Friends, I'd like to invite us to stand. And as we stand, I'd like us to reach out our hands to the Lord. And this is a loving...